Call to order the Municipality District of St. Mary's Committee of the Whole meeting Wednesday, July 15th at 5:13. Would I roll call, please?
Warden Fuller.
Regrets.
Deputy Warden Malloy.
Here.
Counselor O'Connell.
Here.
Counselor Beaver.
Here.
Counselor Tebow.
Here.
Also in chambers, CAO Leslie McFarland, Municipal Clerk Janelle Fleet, and Department of Public Works Teddy Stevens. Are there any additions to the agenda? Hearing none, could I have approval of the agenda?
I'll make that motion.
Moved by Counselor Tebow.
Second.
Seconded by Counselor Beaver. Discussion? All in favor, the agenda is approved.
You said on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, all in favor?
Aye.
Right.
Okay. Agenda is approved.
Aye, that's it.
Could I have approval of the minutes of the Committee of the Whole held on Monday, July the 6th, 2026?
That motion?
Second.
Moved by Counselor Tebow, seconded by Counselor O'Connell. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is approved. Number six is business arising from the minutes, and I'm going to ask CAO Leslie to speak on that.
Thank you, Deputy Warden Malloy. So we have an actual item listed under the business arising from the minutes for this particular meeting. And it's really just to make one small change, but we are going to be asking for a motion of council to approve these revised minutes because you already approved them previously without one piece that should have been in there. So in the current package on page two of these minutes, there's a recommendation in about the middle of the page of Councillor O'Connell, seconded by Councillor Tebow, for council to repeal the existing municipal emergency measures bylaw. That was just missing from the minutes that were previously approved. So we would like to ask committee of the whole to approve these revised minutes tonight. We just observed that later it was removed because we didn't need to repeal that at council, but we did in the meeting of committee of the whole actually make the recommendation. So it just got removed accidentally from the minutes. So looking for a motion when this turns back to the deputy warden to approve those minutes as revised.
I will move to approve.
Thank you. Could I have a second?
I'll second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Those minutes have approved. Number seven on our docket is other matters of business, and is the rezoning request PID number 37503547, and I'm going to refer this one to our CAO for clarification.
Thank you, Deputy Warden Malloy. So tonight you are meeting here as Planning Advisory Committee. So that's what under our policy rezoning requests come forward to you as Committee of the Whole, as Planning Advisory Committee, and we did receive a rezoning request for PID for portion of PID 37503547 from Wilson Cove Estates, and we received that on July the 5th. And so this is coming forward tonight to request two changes. One is it's a larger plot of land, and it's requesting 18 acres of it to be rezoned from rural resource to general commercial, and another 5 acres to be rezoned from rural resource to mixed use. So I was talking earlier in the public hearing about the process for rezoning requests. But basically, in this case, as with the other one, the development officer has reviewed the application and confirmed alignment with the municipal planning strategy. So this, again, is a fairly straightforward rezoning request, although it is to rezone portions of the property rather than the entire parcel. That's called a split zoning, but it's permitted through our MPS and land use bylaw. And the decision that will be before you tonight, but I'll explain a little bit more in a minute, is whether to recommend that council authorize staff to schedule the public hearing required under the Municipal Government Act or not. There's some options coming at the end here. The uses that are being requested, because that's part of the submission that comes when a rezoning request comes, is to use the 18 acres for general commercial, which the specific request is for retail, offices and professional services, and construction supply yards, etc. And then the other portion, the 5-acre portion, is to be used for mixed use function, but the specific thing is a multi-unit dwellings. So both of those are definitely aligned with the content and the expression of interest that council had earlier this spring, as well as our housing accelerator fund and council's general priorities around housing and supporting economic development, which are also priorities under the municipal planning strategy. So the review of the land use bylaw and the municipal planning strategy determined that these are aligned and really just require the rezoning process that's defined in the land use bylaw. The property is currently zoned as rural resource. It can't be used for those specific purposes, but as it's in the adjacent area to Sherbrooke, both the mixed use and the general commercial zoning categories are available to rezone to. And then in the considerations section, it highlights the things that the development officer considered and the things that council needs to consider in making the determination on this. In the appendix to this staff report, it shows what has been considered and how that all fits or meets with these requirements. We also do have a site plan there in Appendix C for each of the two areas, the part that's being rezoned to general commercial and the part that's being requested to be rezoned to mixed use are indicated in there. But each of the considerations has been reviewed and to the point that the development officer is recommending that the request does proceed through the process at Figure 1D, which is that whole rezoning process and the statutory public consultation process. I will say council has three choices now. That's just above the recommendations section on page 3. You can approve the application tonight and recommend to council that staff proceed with scheduling a public hearing. You can deny it, or you can defer the request back for more information. So those are all three available to council this evening. The recommendation from the development officer is that committee of the whole, acting in the capacity of the planning advisory committee, approve the application and recommend that council authorize staff to schedule a public hearing at 5 p.m. on July 30th, 2026, respecting the application to amend the land use bylaw by rezoning an 18-acre portion of PID 37503547 to general commercial, and a 5-acre portion of the same PID to mixed use as shown in the attached site plans. So I am happy to take any questions that you may have on that. You may wish to have a mover and seconder of that motion.
Yeah.
And then go ahead with discussion. That could be.
This is one thing I get a little confused. This here is a recommendation,
yes,
as submitted. It's not approved here. We go to the next one to approve it.
Yes,
motion is approved.
Yes, it can only be recommended because it's just a planning advisory committee,
yes,
meeting as committee of the whole.
Yep.
And then the meeting of council would be to approve
that's it. Not.
So this is to make a recommendation,
yes,
to council.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the wording that's there,
yeah,
is the wording as a recommendation.
Right. Recommendation.
Yeah.
The committee of the whole, acting in the capacity of the planning advisory committee, approve the application and recommend that council authorize staff to schedule a public hearing at 5 p.m. on July the 30th, 2026, respecting the application to amend the land use bylaw by rezoning an 18-acre portion, PID number 37503547, to general commercial, and a 5-acre portion, PID number 37503547, to mixed use as shown in the attached plans. Could I have a mover?
Make that motion.
I'll second for the recommendation.
Okay, moved and second, moved by Counselor Thibault, second by Counselor Beaver. Any discussion? All in favor?
Right.
So this recommendation is approved?
Yes.
So Harry, there being no further matters of business, meeting is adjourned at 5:24 p.m.